Good morning. We are here. Give us a moment. We are on the 20th of March, 2012. It is the day of the equinox. Where to begin today? So much is going on within the Earth's sphere Terra that anyone who is not feeling the bubbling energies is kidding themselves. They have become so numb that they would not know someone burning their toe. You remember the cartoon characters when you would see someone put a match under someone's foot to give him a hot foot to get their attention? If you are not fully engaged and attentive to the changes, to the energies that are going on now, then someone should give you a hot foot and wake you up. Let us give you that hot foot now. Because you are seeing great, vast energies impinging the earth, and it is enlivening all of the beings on this planet, not just humans, but the animal kingdom, the plant kingdom, those animals that live in the sea. Everyone is getting it, that there is a change, a shift in progress. Now, there are those who would fight that shift. There are those that do not want the aggregate life forms on the planet to realize their value and their strength. And so they are going to push back. They are going to push back with great ferocity, like what is going on right now in Syria, and what is going to be occurring in New York against the occupiers. They have made a decision that they're going to fight this. But we are here to tell you they are very small, very isolated grouping. And they will see themselves be torn apart if they insist on struggling and fighting. And so, whether it is the groupings that wish to destroy the land and the water and the air, whether it is the groupings that wish to control and subjugate, whether it is the groupings that just wish to poison and cheat, whoever, they will all begin to find themselves struggling an uphill battle, struggling against the forces of gravity, of levity, of the universe pushing at them. Imagine, you've all seen the images of the atomic bomb when it blows up and what it does to a house or something that is in its way that tends to want to push back on it. You see it get ripped first forward as it gets sucked in and then pushed backwards with great force and blown away. These are the stop action slow motion photos you have seen during the testings of these weapons. Well, the energy that is coming through is a lot like that. And so you can lighten up and let the energies flow through you, or you can gird up and try to block it. And you will be like one of the homes or one of the buildings in the atomic bomb videos that you have all seen. There is great wisdom in much of the Star Wars series of videos, of movies. And particularly when the Jedi Master is teaching young Luke about the Force. He says it is an energy that flows through you, works with you, feel it. Well, this was Mr. Lucas trying to tell you all about what is coming in 2012 in his own way. And so see if you cannot be uplifted by the energies. See if you cannot see it as a way of rising, maybe to a higher standard of living, a higher tax bracket, whatever. Understand? See yourself being uplifted by this. When our vehicle was living in California, he used to drive to and from this one place on a bicycle. He lived in a place called Sassoon, which is Indian for west wind. It was a very breezy place. And whenever he would ride into town, it was 10 miles on a bicycle, he would ride into town and he would fight the wind the whole way. He would fight the wind and fight the wind and fight the wind. But then when he would turn to return back to his home, the wind would be at his back. And he could ride the bicycle without his hands on the wheel. He was very adept at doing that. And so he could open his jacket like a sail and use the wind to guide him home. And this is why he liked to bicycle to the town, because he knew the ride home would be easy. And we are here to tell you this time period is like that for many of you. If you can just realize that now the wind is at your back, and you can open your jacket and really get a lifting from it. So see that. See yourself as someone who has struggled for some time to get to a position, but now it's time to let gravity, let levity, let the wind assist you. Whether it is a rising tide of financial successes, whether it is a rising tide of knowledge about eating better and being healthier, or learning how to work with your neighbors and become more coherent, cohesive as a community, whatever. These are the things that you will begin to see. You will see group actions for people who want justice and what is right, what is fair. Because those who would fight justice, fairness, are going to find themselves struggling. And those who would assist in fairness and in what is right will find their steps lighter and easier. The elections are moving forward, and we see Mr. Romney moving closer and closer to the being the Republican nominee. But we also see the economy rising. We also see good news on many fronts, which will assist Mr. Obama. And you really need to wonder about the Republican grouping. Does it not look like they are the ones who are fighting everything? Isn't it obvious to anyone that they wish to push you back to some place? Some say the 50s, we would say the 1250s. They wish to bring you back to the Dark Ages. Make serfs out of you all. But that is not where you are headed. That is not where the planet needs to go. And the people who are here knew what they were coming for. You did not just happen along at this time. You made conscious choices to be here, to take part in what is occurring. Because this kind of thing gets your Jones up. Understand? So be uplifted. See if you can begin to really notice that the glass is half full and is continuing to be filled up more. Very good. It's been our pleasure. Good day to all of you.